We were talking yesterday about the importance of making church teaching your own. In other words, it's important for you not to come to a point where you can just recite what the church says. That's not going to do anyone any good. You need to come to an understanding of what the church teaching is, even to profound levels, so that you don't just respond what the church says, but it's become a part of you. Kind of like in this way. If you're learning a language, if you're learning another language, everyone will tell you that the way to understand, the way to be able to speak the language is when you start to think in the language. So instead of, for example, if I was speaking Spanish, instead of saying, I want to say, good morning, how are you? So I will say, buenas, let me think, días, ¿cómo está? But I would think in the language. So I'd say, buenos días, ¿cómo está? And what happens when you think in the language is you also tend to become a little bit more, a little bit of a different person. You become more in touch with the culture and you become more enculturated when you're thinking in the language. So think of it from that perspective. We're not called to be like people who can speak a language but can't think in it. We're called to literally understand our teachings to the way that we are living them and they become a part of us. Welcome to our broadcast. This is, in fact, the voice of St. Anthony Parish. And if this is your first time tuning into our broadcast or podcast, I just want to welcome you and hope that our words touch your heart. If you're returning to our program, we're really happy that you've been touched by what we have here, so much so that you're coming back. And we're going to encourage all of you to share what you're listening here. And also share how to find us. We're on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So it's important, therefore, for us to be able to have our understanding of Catholic teaching to be a part of it, part of us, not something that we can respond by rote. And I'm probably going to say something that's going to be intensely controversial, even though for people who don't understand the dynamic, they may not notice anything at all. But I will come and say it's one of the reasons why I don't like the Baltimore Catechism. And that doesn't necessarily mean I like any other catechism. As a matter of fact, when I teach the faith, I rarely use any published catechism. And but I don't like the Baltimore Catechism. And people don't realize. People say this is the catechism to follow. This is the way to go. Well, that was not the case when it was actually being used in a lot of parishes. There were a lot who did not like the Baltimore Catechism. People will tell you they like it because it answers the question. Yes, it does. It's a question and answer catechism. So it does. But that's the problem. It gives you the information of how to answer the question. But what is needed is that information is not something you know in your head. You need to know it in your heart. In other words, it needs to be part of you. Go back to my description of what it's like to speak another language. When I speak Spanish, I am a different person than when I speak English. Not intensely different, but I have a different, slightly different personality as someone who speaks Spanish than when I speak English. And that's just the way it's anyone who speaks another language will tell you that same thing in Portuguese. Anyone who speaks another language will tell you that because when you're thinking in the language, you get immersed in the culture and the language. So you think from that perspective. Well, that's how our Catholic teaching really needs to be a part of us so that we don't think in the way that we can answer a question about what it means to be Catholic. It becomes so part of us so that when someone asks us, as we talked yesterday about St. Peter saying, always be ready to always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. St. Peter calls us to do that. It's 1 Peter 3, 15 through 16. St. Peter calls us to do that, but you can only do that not if you know the answer, if the answer is a part of you. And that's really how we live our faith. So I think it was C.S. Lewis who says that I believe in God like I believe in the sun. You know, if I were to explained to Saint, to C.S. Lewis, if I were an atheist and try to explain to him that why I don't believe in God, he would reject my arguments because his understanding of God is deeper than anything that I could give on an explanation. And the same thing with me. I don't believe in God because I grew up as a Catholic, because I'm a Catholic priest, because I'm in the faith. I don't believe in God for that reason. I believe in God because my understanding of who God is and how I believe in God is as deep and profound as how I understand that we are on a planet called Earth that goes around the sun. Let me see if I get this right. It goes around the sun every 365 days, and it revolves on its own axis 24 hours at a time. I believe in that as much as I believe in God, and that's where I'm at. So when I give you a discussion of who I understand, or when I give you a discussion rather of Catholic teaching, better way to put it, I'm coming from that perspective internally, not just giving you answers. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website and let people know, especially if you're enjoying or even if you're challenged by what we say here. Let people know and pass the word and help us to spread the word and to really build our audience in such a way that people are touched and it affects our communities and our area. And you don't have to be Catholic to do that, by the way. And by the way, if you happen to be part of a Catholic parish, you want to let your other parishioners know, you want to let the pastor know, please let them know. You can hear it at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful dynamic that our Catholic faith becomes really part of us. That's what we're called to do. So if you challenge me, for example, I'll give you a good example. This is something I can do. If you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, go where it says Contact, where we now have under the same tab, Contact, and you can also make a prayer request that way or whatever. But if you want to say, all right, Father, then you need to answer this question. Or you know what? My son came home from public school, and they taught him X, Y, and Z. I've had those come up quite a bit. And you explain, tell me what X, Y, and Z are, and you explain to us how I respond to that. And remember, the response, I will teach you how to respond in a way that the answer is part of you, and not that you're just saying, well, this is what Father Carr says on the air. And that's important because you want to make that relationship with Christ so powerful that you can respond doing what St. Peter says. But we can't do that if it's all rote. We need to make it part of us. And you can go look up this information on your own. Again, you want to be careful of any place that's just going to supply answers. If, you know, says, well, I'm going to ask these people and they're going to supply answers. That can help. That's a starting point. But if you disagree with the answer or if you don't understand the answer, look deeper. Find other sources. Maybe read what the saints say. And in that, you will find a deeper understanding of the answers that you will see them more profoundly of whatever that. And I'm not going to bring up a particular issue. I could do that, but no, I'd like you to send me what issue you'd like me to address. And please consider doing that right now. If you have a chance, if you're sitting in front of a computer, CatholicAudiMedia.com, go to contact and say, look, would you address this issue? And this is important because that's what we have to do. We have to make our experience as people of faith a part of us. And we need to understand our Catholicism. Put it this way. I need to understand my Catholicism, or I need to speak to you and talk to you in the concept of my Catholicism the same way if I was going to do this entire program in Spanish. And I'm going to speak to you in Spanish for just a second to give you an example of that. Tenemos que comprender nuestra fe tan fuerte que podemos pensar en la fe y podemos vivir en la fe. So that's what I'm saying. What I just said is we have to understand our faith so strongly that we can think in the faith and we can live in the faith. See, that's what we're called to do. And we can't do that if we're just focused on, well, this is what they say, and this is the answer, and I'm going to look for the answer here, and that's what they say, and we have to. No, because it's not. It's superficial. We really have to have an understanding on our faith, and we can't do any of that if we are not deeply rooted in prayer. And I mean that conversational prayer we're called to have with Christ, not just, although that's important, rote prayers. Rote prayers are important. The rosary is a rote prayer. It's a series of rote prayers, but that's important. We can say things at Mass by rote, but we also want to know that deeper understanding because that's what we're called to do. We're not called to understand the faith like we would understand a mathematical equation. We're called to understand it as a personal interaction, relationship, in communion, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, actually, with us. And we can make our response, because of our faith, out of our very hearts. That's what we're called to do. We're reaching the end of our program. If what you heard touched your heart, which hopefully we do every day, and we encourage you to share the podcast and or where you listen to the broadcast with friends and families so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners every day, and together we can make that happen. Thank you again for tuning in to us, and we look forward to you tuning into our next broadcast on WRL, 3 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, or you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media, and that program drops, our daily program drops at 3:16 every single day, Monday through Friday. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.